This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A senior official with the U.S. Biden administration says the United States has information indicating that Russia has developed a plan to stage a false Ukrainian military attack on Russian territory. The official said the false attack would be used as a pretext for an attack against Ukraine. U.S. intelligence officials say the Kremlin is considering several options, including fabricating a video of such an attack to give it an excuse to invade Ukraine. The official said the Biden administration is disclosing specifics about Russia's alleged plans to deter Russia's alleged plans in order to deter Russia from carrying out those plans. In an interview Thursday with MSNBC, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer told MSNBC, "We don't know definitively that this is the route they're going to take, but we know that this is an option under consideration." The Biden administration disclosed the intelligence after NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday welcomed U.S. plans to deploy more troops to Europe. He also said NATO is considering sending additional battle groups to the southeastern part of its alliance amid tensions along the Ukraine-Russia border. Russia's defense minister reviewed live fire exercises in western Belarus on Thursday, part of the surge of military activity close to Ukraine. Stoltenberg said Russia is expected to have 30,000 troops, as well as fighter jets and missile systems for the joint exercises, which run through February 20th. This is its biggest deployment to Belarus since the Cold War ended. And Britain intercepted and escorted away two Russian bomber aircraft approaching Britain's area of interest on Thursday. This is VOA News. Former Republican U.S. vice presidential candidate and Alaska governor Sarah Palin is going to trial against the New York Times Thursday in a defamation case that could test long-standing protections for American news media. Palin sued the Times in 2017 over an editorial that incorrectly linked her political rhetoric to a 2011 mass shooting in the state of Arizona that left six people dead and seriously wounded U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords. The disputed wording had been added by a former editorial page editor, James Bennett, who is also a defendant. When the error was discovered, the Times corrected the editorial. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday that new claims for jobless benefits fell in the United States last week as many employers hung on to the workers they have and searched for more. The agency said 238,000 unemployed workers filed for compensation. That was down 23,000 from the revised figure from the week before. The new total came as the U.S. economy continues to recover from the havoc inflicted on it by the coronavirus pandemic. Analysts are now awaiting the government's release Friday of unemployment numbers for the month of January. Hundreds of Tibetan activists marched on the International Olympic Committee on Thursday, a day before Beijing opens the Olympic Games for 2022. The activists accused the Swiss-based organization of complicity in what they call atrocities committed against ethnic minorities in China. They were presenting to IOC security staff a petition signed by the presidents of 10 Tibetan communities in Europe. Hours before the protest, Chinese President Xi Jinping said that the Beijing Olympics will be streamlined, safe, and splendid, even as IOC President Thomas Bach decried boycott ghosts rearing their ugly heads again, his phrase there, over human rights concerns. And the European Union's medicines regulator said Thursday it would soon rule on an application to approve the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot for teenagers aged 16 and 17, with younger ages expected to follow. The European Medicines Agency in October approved the Pfizer-BioNTech booster shots for all people 18 and older, followed by a similar decision to back Moderna's vaccine shortly after that. The EMA's head of vaccine strategy warned of the emergence of subvariants of the highly contagious Omicron strain, but added it was too early to say how much these variants differed from Omicron. You can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.